Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Our reviews today come from Delaware and Madison counties.
The Death of Vishnu by Manil Suri. I mulled over this book for weeks, waiting for someone to return it to the library with excited proclamations. But it was a sleeper, sitting on the new bookshelf for nearly a month without a reader. Debut books by new authors such as Suri are often overlooked. Unbound by the restraints of audience expectations or critical reviews, The Death of Vishnu proved to be an unbridled and heartfelt investigation built on a true childhood memory, and a deserving recipient of the Penn Faulkner Award depicted on its cover. Manil Suri was born in Bombay, presently Mumbai. Suri says that writing has been a way for him to escape the horror of being a mathematician. Perhaps it is this inner turmoil that propels his dark investigation of the human condition. The story opens with Vishnu, the odd jobs man in a Bombay apartment building, dying on the lowest stairwell where he has resided for many years. In his fevered dreams, we relive intimate memories of his life, from the purity of his love for mother to the sultry love of the unattainable Padmini. In his confused state, his thoughts mingle with fragments of Hindu mythology, and he wonders if he truly is the embodiment of the god Vishnu, guardian of the universe. Meanwhile, the lives of the apartment dwellers are revealed, from the bickering housewives on the first floors to the vivid epiphany of a faithless man and the eternally grieving widower. Outwardly, each lives a life of privilege, while their innermost selfish desires prevent the happiness they crave. Each refuses social obligations and denies assistance for the destitute dying servant, Vishnu. As Vishnu's soul ascends to the heavens, with the Hindu promise of a higher existence in the next life, the sins of the apartment dwellers pull them down to the depths from which there may be no absolution. It is this duality of motion that forms the moral highway for this novel of hope, mixing mythology with modern-day trials and tribulations. Death of Vishnu is my recommendation for a compelling summer read. I'm Andrea Lutz for BookSpeak.
A photograph hangs in Julie Andrews' office and shows the future star leading an audience and singing God Save the King. The occasion was a command performance attended by Britain's royal family. Talk about scary. The adoring media called Julie, at age 12, the prodigy with pigtails. She seemed to enjoy a picture-perfect existence that balanced normal life in the suburbs with rising fame on the London stage. But pictures can be deceiving. In her best-selling book, Home, A Memoir of My Early Years, Julie recalls her stressful childhood. Imagine the tension of growing up with an alcoholic mother, an abusive stepfather, and the knowledge that you are the main source of your family's income. In the waning days of vaudeville, this sometimes meant that Julie had to accept jobs in shabby theaters. Here she would sing classical arias to loud and often drunken audiences. But there was a positive side to these performances. She emerged with her ego in check and a voice capable of soaring far above a rowdy crowd. The book traces Julie's career from debut to Disney. It ends with her agreeing to play Mary Poppins on the big screen. In spite of its honesty, Home is neither dark nor depressing. Readers gain insight into the grit and wit of a musical phenomenon. They also experience the drama of London during the Blitz. Always the fair lady, Andrews doesn't dish dirt on famous co-stars such as Richard Burton, Rex Harrison, or Robert Goulet. Instead, she recalls their quirks in colorful detail. Like most show business veterans, Julie admits she has her own set of quirks. Among them, she is superstitious and often looks for omens to indicate she has made a wise career decision. Such was the case when she was cast as Eliza Doolittle and felt insecure about tackling the highly touted role at age 21. She remembers traveling down Broadway and scanning both sides of the street in hopes of spotting a sign that would shore up her confidence. Lucky for us, she saw three: My Fair Lady, Nail Salon, Pygmalion, Clothiers, and Andrews Coffee Shop. Phew! I'm Holly Miller for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones Offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City.